What's good, loyal YouTube followers, and a special hello and thank you to my Patreon supporters. You guys are awesome. We've been looking at some leads and synth sounds, and we're going to carry on a little bit with that today. I'm going to be showing you guys pretty much a staple in the Psytrance sub-genres across the board. It's the Sawwave Squelch sound. Let's get into it. So we're going to be using Serum, the usual suspect. So the basis of the squelch sound is that you have a pitch modulation as well as a filter modulation, usually on a bandpass filter. So you've got both of those modulations happening using the same modulation source. If it's an LFO or an envelope, you can choose, and I'll show you the differences much to how I explained in the baseline tutorial. So the idea is, let's just start with an LFO. Let's drag this onto the cutoff and onto the course, the CRS over here at the top. And what we want to do is we want to just drag it all the way up. And so now what will be happening is when the LFO cycles, it's going to cycle through modulating the pitch of the oscillator as well as the filter cutoff. So that's pretty much the basics of that sound. I mean, the idea is now to use stuff like distortion and a bit of compression to bring out the grit in the sound. I like to use the down sample, and then I'll leave the drive as is, but then just turn the mix down quite a bit. And then I like to put some delay on, but I'll usually make sure that the delay is after the compressor, just so that it doesn't compress the delay tails. So now, depending on the type of sound that we want to create, it would be variations of how we set up this LFO. So if we want to create like a sort of percussive plucky sound, then I would usually suggest setting it to either ENV or Trig. I like the ENV just because it cycles once through. And then we can do something like this with the shape. So now, depending if the section of the track that I'm going to be placing this sort of effect into is quite bare, I like to add some unison layers just to fill up the sound a bit. If there's a lot of stuff going on, I will usually leave that at one, just because you don't want all these sounds to sort of clash in the stereo spectrum. Cool, what I'm going to do is I'm going to save that and then upload it into my file for my Patreon supporters. Then we're going to make a couple of variations of the sound. So another thing I like to do is to set this back to sort of re-trigger mode. And then what you can do is holding the shift key, you can actually draw in steps that are kind of like snapped to the grid. of the background here in Serum. So it makes it a bit easier if you want to do like sort of sequence type sounds with the sound that we've created here. I'm actually just going to turn this unison back down to one, and then I'm going to turn the delay off just so we can hear a little bit easier what's going on with the sound. I'm actually just going to turn the distortion and possibly the compression off for this, just so I can try clean up that sound a little bit. I think that's going to make it sound a little bit better in this instance. I actually like that sort of movement in the modulation that I was doing with the cutoff. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to recreate that using a second LFO. So let's just drag that over like that and see how this sounds. That's a pretty awesome sound. I'm actually going to save that and upload it as well for my supporters. Let's just call that squelch sequence one. So what we can do is we can actually go back to the first sound we saved. I'm going to show you similar thing, sequence type of vibe. A cool little thing that Serum has built in is you can actually change the size of the grid. So if you move it up to 16, we can do like some double hits here, for example. Let's do something like this. Bam, bam. And then let's drag it back to 8 just to make life a little bit easier. Let's see how this sounds. That's super cool. I'm gonna save that as well. Sequence two. So So there's obviously a lot of low end coming through in the sound. So what I want to do is I just want to EQ that out of the high pass. Let's say it around 250 and see how that sounds. That is sounding super cool. I'm really enjoying this project so far. I think it's going to turn into a banger. If you also think so, let me know in the comments. If you like what I do, you want to support me, or you want the sounds that I make in these tutorials, or you want early access to my next videos, click here, go to my Patreon and support me. If you haven't yet, click here, hit that subscribe button to be notified whenever I upload a new video. Thanks so much for watching. See you guys next time.